Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you've ever found yourself walking barefoot on a sunny summer day, you probably noticed that you could avoid pain by sticking to light surfaces. As our urban areas expand, the same principle is being employed to lessen the warming associated with climate change. Stuart Gaffin, lecturer in earth and environmental sciences at Columbia University, explains this bright idea.
Roy Jabouf. Remember that from elementary school? As a climate scientist, I sure do. Red, orange, green, yellow, blue, violet, the range of colors the human eye sees. A rainbow separates these colors of sunlight, but what do you get when you put them together again? That's white, the color of an object that reflects all the colors. Black is the opposite, it reflects nothing. But if a black surface emits no light when the sun shines on it, what's happening to that light? It's being absorbed and turned into internal energy. That raises its temperature. Now something we learned as children is becoming increasingly important for understanding global climate. Cities bear a heavy burden of heat because they are dark. Black pavement, black roofs, even black window facades on buildings. These create countless black holes that absorb sunlight. If they were whiter or just brighter, they would be cooler. Can humans deliberately start brightening planetary surfaces to partially counteract global warming? I think so, and I think this will be a major research area. Some cities are already doing it with a no-brainer. Installing white roofs instead of black roofs. Who could object to that? Nice, but it gets harder as you move down. Try, say, brightening exterior walls so they send light back to space instead of the street or across the street. Sloped white awnings can accomplish this. They were stylish and common in the early 1900s, and I hope they come back. Harder yet is the ground level. People probably won't want to move around on super bright streets or sidewalks, but you don't have to make it pure white, just don't make it so dark. In fact, some scientists are now thinking about the huge land areas used for farming. Maybe we could re-engineer common crops to reflect just a little more light and offset some warming. In fact, you could say, bright is the new black.
That was Stuart Gaffin of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Turn the wire.